Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been more than a year since another military coup in Sudan destroyed any hope of transitioning to civilian rule. Now, the ruling junta says it'll hand over power to a civilian-only government. The 2021 coup made difficult conditions even worse in Sudan. Nearly a third of the population will need humanitarian aid this year to survive. A Believer We'll Call Arnie manages Unfolding Words Project in Sudan.
Well, our exposure is mostly with the refugee camps in the south. The day-to-day survival capacity of people in these camps is limited at best. A lot of times, though, this is what's opening the door for the gospel message. Life is hard. Where is their hope?
Unfolding Word teaches local believers how to translate God's word into minority languages. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And 1 month from today, Russia's war on Ukraine will pass a grim milestone. We get more from MNN's Katie Harth.
February 24, 2023 will mark 1 year since Russian troops invaded Ukraine. Close to 8 million refugees fled to neighboring countries, and 5.9 million are displaced within the country. Believers see the crisis as an opportunity to be the hands and feet of Christ. Operation mobilization teams in the countries around Ukraine are responding to refugee needs. Practical needs are easy to meet, but many refugees carry emotional scars. Only Christ can heal those wounds. Pray that the war would end soon and that justice would prevail. Help OM provide care and hope for refugees in the full report online. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.